Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, July 22nd. Today on Forbes, how to conjure a $20 billion fortune using a SPAC. The new high watermark in financial alchemy using special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, was unlocked this week with a deal that aims to conjure tens of billions of dollars almost entirely out of thin air. On Monday morning, a SPAC called Lionheart Acquisition Corp. II unveiled a deal to take a firm that pursues Medicare litigation, called MSP Recovery, public at a whopping $32.6 billion enterprise value. The SPAC says it values MSP at about 10.5 times expected 2023 revenues. If the deal goes through and the market agrees with Lionheart's valuation, it would make founder and CEO John Ruiz's estimated 70% stake worth over $20 billion, while his partner Frank Casada's estimated 24% stake would be around $7 billion, on paper at least. MSP's business model is to buy medical claims and identify those paid by government-funded healthcare programs where it believes another insurer, like an auto policy or workers' compensation, is actually responsible. MSP then seeks to collect the full billed amount, plus double damages for some cases. The company says it has built a unique big data infrastructure and Moneyball-like analytics to sift through millions of medical claims for valuable cases to pursue. MSP is operating under the assumption that 11%, or around $177 billion, of the $1.6 trillion spent on Medicare and Medicaid each year, is actually related to accidents, fraud, and misconduct, which means that somebody else should have to pay the bill. It positions itself as the champion of the taxpayer, arguing that the government-funded programs, Medicare for seniors and Medicaid for low-income people, end up paying healthcare bills that should have been paid by other insurance companies. For example, if a person is injured in an automobile accident or on the job, those bills shouldn't be paid by Medicare, but by auto insurance, workers' compensation, or an employer. For full coverage, check out Antoine Gara, Katie Jennings, and Eliza Haverstock's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.